I can still see the light at the end of the tunnel shine through the dark times, even when I lose my mind. But it feels like no one in the world is listening, and I can't ever seem to make the right decisions. I walk around in the same haze, I'm still caught in my same ways. I'm losing time in these strange days, but somehow I always know the right things to say. I don't know what time it is, or who's the one to blame for this. Do I believe what I can't see? And how do you know which way the wind blows? 'Cause I can feel it all around, I'm lost between the sound. And just when I think I know that she goes, goodbye for now. Never knows the reasons why. Bury it deep so far that you can't see. If you're like me, who wears a broken heart on your sleeve? Pains and struggles that you know so well, either time don't, it can't, or it just won't tell. I'm not the type to say I told you so. I think the hardest part of holding on is letting it go. I don't know what time it is, or who's the one to blame for this. Do I believe what I can't see? And how do you know which way the wind blows? 'Cause I can feel it all around, I'm lost between the sound. And just when I think I know that she goes, goodbye for now. Goodbye for now, so long. Goodbye for now. I'm not the type to say I told you so. Goodbye for now, so long. Think the hardest part of holding on is letting it go. Song left, and I can scream until the world goes deaf. For every other word left unsaid, you should have took the time to read this. I see what it meant.
Oh man, you get it off. Man.
Everybody feels alone, so if the burden is mine, then I can carry my own. If joy really comes in the morning,
how am I cheap back? It looks better now, a little whatever this is. We'll break something.
Yeah, you are gonna break something.
Never mind.
Never mind. This is episode, what number are we up to now?
I have no clue. You keep up with that, not me.
Nine.
Not sure.
Nine.
Oh, cool.
And someone just got offline behind me.
Cool. Bye, bitch.
Fine, then. Leave us, then. People are like, how are we supposed to hear it? I don't know.
Wait.
Yeah.
Or either, do you have a like microphone for the internet? Like, talk thing?
I'm trying to get it to work, but Yahoo is gay.
Yahoo!
So, it's I'm going to have to be going back and forth trying to keep this thing working. And
what are you trying to keep it working for?
Oh, wait a minute. I could just send out a call to her.
Call?
Yeah, and then she can hear me.
Oh, for real? Ooh.
Yeah, so it's calling... We're calling Carly right now.
I want to talk to her.
I don't think we'll be able to talk to her. I think she'll be able to hear us, though.
Oh, cool. Well, she'll be able to hear us.
Yeah, so...
Can she hear us?
I don't know. Hold on. I know this is exciting. Oh, there's no answer.
Oh, you bastard. Beep! Hey, baby!
Hey, Carly.
Hey, baby.
Why you gotta talk like that?
You a hot... Never mind. I ain't gonna say it. I'm not. I'm too nice.
Okay, we just canceled it.
Oh, come on!
No. Anyway, let's get to the show. Q cannot be here today.
Lazy bastard.
His parents are in Tifton and they have his keys. So I just think he was too embarrassed to face you today after what happened over this weekend.
Yeah, tore him up in paintball.
What happened? Tell
I
us.
Just shot him up. You
shot him up?
Yeah. No, every team I was on, we won every time.
You won every time?
Yeah, I never... Every team I was on, never... I got shot twice all day.
Twice?
Yeah, that was it.
Only twice.
Only twice. The whole day.
Only twice the whole day.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. That's well.
And I told him I ripped my pants off.
You ripped your pants
it's
off.
It's like, woo! And I was running around like.
Phenomenal!
God. Well.
It was freaking awesome, though.
We're still trying to get some people listening to us live, and it's not quite working out yet.
Live 104. Point.
Shut it down.
Something.
Something.
I couldn't come up with nothing.
Well, everyone knows the huge controversy that's going on right now online about the group of people that are trying to get us shut down. So, we've been talked to from legal about staying quiet.
About what?
About talking about people.
Why?
Because they are afraid that we might end up getting sued. But we don't use any names, so...
You're right. So we can't... They can't prove who we are talking about.
So, let's talk again about String Bean.
String Bean!
This is number 3, and he's the... Well, he's not the main one. There is someone out there that thinks he is String Bean. Now, let me point out why we do not use names. We do not use names because we are basically protecting... people that we talk about from future embarrassment.
Amen.
So, if he's dumb enough to brag about him being...
his name.
Yeah. Well, he deserves what he's getting.
Amen.
I mean... And there's nothing you can do, man.
Hallelujah!
Even if we are talking about you, there is nothing you can do. There's nothing he can absolutely do. I mean... He can try to do something, but it's not going to work.
Get up my face. Leave flat on you.
This is him trying to get to us. I mean,
come
on. It's not going to work.
It's not going to happen, man.
But we really needed Chris for this one because String Bean, he went to a competition and he came back with a trophy.
Wow!
Knowing that Chris could not be there.
Wow!
Well, I mean, Q. Whoops.
Whoopsie!
I'm trying not to give out his identity, but it's kind of hard not to. So, String Bean comes out and basically just rubs it in his face. Ha ha, look what I got. Knowing that Q could not have been there to even attempt to win it.
Whoop-dee-doo.
So, he's basically just showing off. And the other day, it was raining at school, so we were all standing under the little overhang during lunch. And... one of the guys I have lunch with said, "Hey, String Bean, hit Bob in the nuts." So I put the books in front of my nuts so he couldn't hit me, right?
Out of jaw. I let him hit me and jawed him in the face.
He came up to me and says, "I don't have to hit you in the nuts. I can hit you in the nose."
That was fucking lame.
Okay.
Wow. He really scares... He really just lights my fire up.
What? That sounded kind of gay.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Oh, I like that one.
People love how I do that.
I love the donkey.
It's not that hard for people that are watching on webcam. Is there anybody actually watching still? Yes, there are. Wow.
Oh, we got people watching us?
Yeah, one person.
Who?
Carly.
What's up?
We're trying to get her to where she can listen to the show, but... We are having difficulties.
Is she actually watching us?
I'm not sure if she is or not. It's a good question.
Are you watching me?
Well, she can't hear us right now.
Are you watching me?
Sit down.
Okay.
Fag. Okay, it's calling her. It's calling her. No answer. Damn it. It's not going to work. Anyway, let's forget about that, but... Can't call. Damn it. Can't call Carly. 3 C's in a row. Whoop-dee-doo. Yeah, you can tell we're really excited about this one today.
It's Monday, y'all.
It's a Monday. Did my phone just go off or something?
Something went off.
Something went off. I have a voicemail now.
Ooh,
I smell a phone call coming. Here, let me grab this mic underneath here.
Let me get here. I gotta listen.
And let's call my voicemail.
Do-do-do. What do we get?
Please enter your password.
Oh, I saw that.
I don't care.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message sent today at 11:51 a.m.
Dude, you hung up on me. Or either the phone call just dropped. I guess I'll talk to you later, Matt. Bye.
Who in the fuck was that?
Hell if I know.
First skipped message. Ooh. Thursday, January 19th at 3:57 p.m.
Call me back. I was not through talking. You didn't give me a freaking answer. We ain't established nothing. I don't know what's going on. I want you to call me back right now because we got to talk about this. I'm about tired of all this hanging up on me. It's retarded. Call me back.
It's funny.
Is that Dracula?
Yeah, that's Jeff.
To delete message deleted. Next message.
Oh, damn.
Saturday, February 4th at 7:05 p.m.
Call me. Get off the damn internet and call me.
Okay.
Who was that?
Deleted. End of message.
My dad. Anyway, that whole Jeff thing, we're going to have to get to that in
get off the damn internet coffee. That was good.
We're going to have to get to that in just a second. It's...
This chair is uncomfortable.
Well, that's why I gave you the couch over there.
I'm sliding around a lot.
Aw, dude, stop doing that.
We're like frozen in time.
Yeah, the camera is not exactly the best in the world.
That's freaking funny, man.
Yes, that is funny.
I wanna live! Y'all, this is gonna be like the boringest episode on the planet, you know?
Yes, it is. That's why we're gonna take a little break right now.
Cool.
Cool? You wanna take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Going away, going away. We're falling.
put some music in between, you know.
Because I'll get bored of it.
Yeah.
Sitting here listening to
I get bored having to sit here listening through this crap, so if anyone should know about bored of my shit, you know what I mean?
You right.
I'm right. I'm
so
right.
Far away. You need to play that.
Later.
I got a CD. It's a good CD.
Well, anyway, we're going to talk about the kid with the faux hawk again.
Faux hawk.
I think this was back in like episode 5. We talked about the faux hawk.
Faux hawk.
Yet again, how do I remember this crap?
You got a photo memory or something.
I got something.
Or you got nothing better to do.
I got nothing better to do. How about that? We'll just stick with
that. We'll
stick
with that.
We'll stick with that. And, well, he is now known as the Dirty Mexican.
Ooh.
And the reason why he's known as the Dirty Mexican is a friend of mine, I went onto her MySpace and I made a comment. I see dirty Mexicans. He got all bent out of shape about it, so me and my friends now call him
Dirty Mexican.
The Dirty Mexican. Because he hates people talking about Mexicans. So, anyway, frankly, this guy is a stalker. Friend of the show, Liz, he would always stalk her. He's an annoying bastard. You know how I used to talk back in the beginning of high school when I wasn't really sure what you guys were talking about. I just wanted to join a conversation. I'd always be like, yeah, I did that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still kind of talk like that, though. But that's the way he talks constantly. The other day, he pulls a porno out of his trench coat and shows it to everyone, including the girl that I like and he likes also.
A porno.
A porno. He pulls a porno out.
Tape or a...
DVD.
DVD.
DVD. He's in one of them clear jewel cases. And he just flips it out and says, hey, look what I got. I'm selling it. Wow. Okay, anyway. Let's turn that down.
Huh?
Huh? What? He sees something and he's amazed by it while he's breaking my stuff. What he's staring at himself on the webcam.
I'm pretty, man.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I'm pretty.
That's what you think.
I'm pretty. All right, let's keep going.
But this guy, he also claims to have had a girlfriend in Florida that he got pregnant, but now she has a restraining order out on him so he can't see his kid.
What in the living pile of...
Now, I'm going to call Bravo Sierra. Bullshit, basically.
Okay.
And when we asked him why did she pull out her restraining order, normally the reason would be harassment. He couldn't tell us why. He couldn't come up with anything off the top of his head. So, lie right there.
One.
Lie right there.
Let's write it down. One lie. Oh, shit.
No, let's call this fuck-ups. Let's call this...
One fuck-up.
One fuck-up. And add the porno as a fuck-up, too. So that's two fuck-ups.
We got two fuck-ups.
We got two fuck-ups. There's a whole lot more, trust me.
Keep going!
Valentine's Day was Tuesday, right? Last Tuesday. He wasn't there.
Correct.
So the girl I like, I gave her just a little sweet little Valentine's thing, a little candy, and a sweet little note. We exchanged those student council hearts as well. Big whoop, only one I got.
Woo!
Well, he comes to school the next day and gives the girl he used to stalk a teddy bear. Freak point number one right there for him. So, let's go ahead and give him that.
Now, the one freak point.
Now, the girl that me and him like, we've known each other. We've known her for a week. A week. What he gets her is a stuffed animal and a chocolate rose.
Freak point two.
Another freak point. Because he gave her something that I would give my girlfriend.
Amen.
Okay, now here's where a fuck-up point is going to come into play. So go ahead and give him one there.
Three.
On the back of the chocolate rose, it has a to and from tag on it. You've seen them before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, he went from me, like we didn't know who it was from.
Duh.
That's just dumbass point one right there. Now, this one should count as a fuck-up and a dumbass. You've already given him a fuck-up point. Give him another dumbass point here.
Two.
In the two column, he couldn't remember her name. So guess what he writes down in the two column.
No clue.
The hot chick.
What the fuck? Did he tell her he couldn't remember her name?
No, I called him out on it. being the asshole I am, I called him out on it. I'm like, what is her name? He's like, it was an early morning. I'm like, no, you just don't know it.
Amen. What's her name now?
I don't know.
The hot girl.
Did I tell her I have her number?
Oh.
Yes. Huh. I'm contemplating whether or not we should call her.
Let's do it.
Yeah, see, there she is right there.
Let's call her.
Don't say her name.
Okay. I ain't gonna say her name. Let's call her.
We'll call her. We'll see what we are in time here a little bit later on.
Okay.
I can always go back and put it in with this, but... Okay, it's time for another freak point.
Number?
Four.
Three.
No, wait. Yeah, that's three. I was thinking
four. God, dummy.
Damn it. That's a fuck up for me.
One for you.
One for me. Go ahead, write it now.
Whoa.
One for me.
One.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoop-dee-doo.
No one's talking to us online anyway.
Bastards.
Well, I didn't go to school.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
I hit it dead on.
Look how big it is.
I hit the webcam.
Oh, well, where did the top go?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay, anyway.
I'm just distraught.
I wasn't there Thursday. I left. I was kind of heated about some stuff that I can't really talk about. I know people have been asking me a lot of questions. I can't talk about it. It's school issues.
And, yeah.
So basically, I left her alone with Freak Boy the entire day. Normally when I'm there, he'll stay quiet. He doesn't really show his true colors. But obviously, from the way she acted when I came back Friday... She was happy to see me.
Thank God!
And she had pants that she'd been writing on, and she asked me if I wanted to write something. I wrote something down on the bottom of her leg, around her ankle, down
Why?
There, to be kind of polite, not writing all up here.
I would have wrote right across her.
No, well, here comes now. Hikes up her leg. It starts down here and works his way up and around to the inside of her thigh. She's looking at me like, get him the fuck off of me. That's freak point number three. You've already wrote it now. You're going to give him another one. I should let you. So, safe to say, looking at from what we have judged, this kid is a freak job. Tally up the points there.
Alright, fuck ups, three. Freak point, three. Dumbass. I'll add one more for three. It's all even. He's a dumbass.
Yeah, he's a dumbass.
Good God.
Wow, we are cruel.
What the hell?
Dirty Mexican. And I hate to say this, but I asked her out. He doesn't know it yet. Some people have left him some anonymous emails letting him know. Basically, at lunch Friday, when I came back out, my friends were like, go ahead, ask her out now before he comes out here. But he was already on his way out, so they grabbed him while I asked her out.
And
he has no clue.
And? What'd
she
say?
She gave me one of these.
So y'all going?
One of them little nods. Well, not officially. It's not like boyfriend, girlfriend. It's just a date.
Okay.
For right now. Wink, wink.
Quote, unquote.
For now. I know that about mid-January, there was a speculation going around between the Tallahassee Civic Center and the Dothan Civic Center on whether or not we were going to come down for WWE.
Yes.
Because WWE just left the area. They came through about four or five cities around this area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big rumor that we were going to show up. That some anonymous tips were left that we were going to show up and we were going to try some stunts.
Yeah.
To get exposure. And, well, they were expecting me, Donnie, and Weaver.
Yeah. I'd have done something stupid like DDT,
well,
Stone Cold.
In Dothan, Alabama, the MySpace producer showed up. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Smith, my cousin. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. He went to Dothan for wrestling. He won two tickets, including backstage passes, so we didn't even have to buy our own way in.
Bastards.
You won't let me play with anything.
Well, you can play my dick, but I don't think you want to do that. That's right. Well, okay, then stop complaining. But he showed up and he went backstage, and I think he came back saying that he was able to talk to Triple H. Write that down, Triple H. John Cena. Kane. And Carlito.
He don't count.
And, and with him, he took a CD of the best of bits that we have on the MySpace, where people can catch a little sample of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm quoting Carlito on this, and he actually said, "That's cool."
Whoa! Did he spit the apple?
Nah, he chewed the apple in front of his face, and Chris came back and said, "I was scared he was going to spit it." let's see, Triple H, he was kind of like, "Yeah,
whatever."
Whatever. John Cena gave that word life symbol after hearing it. And Kane just gave him the look of, "Get out of my face, you freak."
Okay. Yeah.
So at least we got a cool out of Carlito.
Yeah.
At least we got that. We got that little word life. Yeah. Can't see me.
That shit.
Can't see me. So, and he had he made a shirt, the Untitled Show. He had it right there, and he had a big logo on the back with that picture we took.
Mm-hmm.
He actually went out and had that made, and he passed out a ton of flyers. And after that night was over, I think it was the 11th of February, right after the event, the next day, get online, and there was about 20 downloads.
Damn.
So obviously it worked.
It worked!
It worked.
We should have went.
We should have went, but somebody left a note. Thanks, Greg, producer, New York. Thank you.
Yeah,
he really does a lot for us, like, fuck up everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't even get paid. Maybe that's why he fucks up everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he just helps me out whenever he can. So
it's his job.
He works with XM. Leave me alone. He's an intern at XM Radio, so he tries to help me out whenever he can. So, that's cool. That's cool. Right now, you want to take another break?
Good shot. I got a headache.
Let's take another break. I got piss. I want to take a break. You want to hold my hand?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a band that kind of... They've broken up. They've changed their name. And now they changed their name again. I think now they're like Macy Day Parade or something like that.
What the hell?
But they were used to be known as The Last Try, and here's one of their songs, Handshakes to Handguns. You're listening to The Untitled Show, episode 9 on theuntitledshow.net.
Yeah!
Yeah. master planet, I guess. I am in his command.
He saved me!
Unavailable at the time. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
Wow, we're retarded.
You're right.
This is a slow day, so Monday. Leave us alone. We're used to recording on like a Thursday or a Friday, but
and
no.
We're getting close to the weekend.
Yeah, but no, we had a at least it's an off day.
Yeah.
At least it's an off
you
day.
You wasted my whole off day, bastard.
I wasted a whole off day doing this stupid shit. Well, here's about a 5 minute segment that's not going to mean shit to anyone.
Okay, that's good.
This is something else that would have been good for Chris to be here. Damn it, I can't think of a nickname for him, so I'm just going to wing it. Jay.
Okay.
He's got his car. Everyone's seen it. It's a little convertible, and it sucks.
A Miata.
It was butt-ass cold one morning.
We're frozen.
We were playing with the whipcap. And it was cold as hell. Stop trying to hit me. So what we did, what happened was, is he came knocking on a window wanting me to come out. And I was like, no, I ain't getting out of my car, motherfucker. It's cold and it's warm in here.
Duh.
What the problem was is that he couldn't get his trunk closed.
Oh.
His perfect little car, there was nothing in the trunk. He just couldn't get it closed. So
I remember working on that.
I mean, yeah, it's really perfect. And he just put a system in. Have you ever heard his system?
Yes. Have you seen his system? He's got one sitting in his back seat right next to his head.
What?
Yeah, you know how he has no back seat?
Yeah.
It's like the seat's here and the seat's here, and he's got a speaker sitting here.
How stupid.
We stuck it there. And we lean the chair back on.
Oh my god.
Serious.
Well, whatever he has, he has the bass turned all the way up. and there is no acoustics in that car whatsoever. It sounds like somebody farting on a snare drum.
That's
bad. I mean, my system sounds better than his.
And yours sucks.
I know, mine does suck. It sounds good inside, but when you get outside, it's like, what the fuck is this? I mean, I didn't put it in for outside. I put it in for inside entertainment. Fuck
sure
people outside. If they wanted to hear the music, they get inside the car, including the honeys. If they wanted to hear the music so bad, they'd get inside. Anyway, I told you this segment would be stupid.
Yeah, it was waste of time.
Yeah.
We're moving now!
Yeah, and Carly wants to see our cam again. So, there we go. We're back on with Carly. Even though she can't hear us.
Hey.
We're trying to stay still here. Try to confuse her.
Hang on, freeze. I could keep a straight face. I was watching.
I could see your eyes moving.
I was like, am I moving? Am I moving?
Am I moving? Anyway.
Alright, let's get back to this.
If you want to join this insanity, go to forums.theentitledshow.net, find out the next time we're recording, and send a message to Bob39837, and you can watch the webcam live as we record.
Wow!
Even though you can't... Wow, that was loud. Even though you can't actually hear the show live, you can...
You can watch me strip butt naked at the end.
Hells yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Hi, Big Daddy. Mm. Remember that? I started doing that shit. No, that was with Jeff, who we're about to talk about right now.
Yeah!
Jeff is pissed. Let me put it that way. Jeff is pissed because the fact that I am not letting him on the show anymore.
Aw.
I'm sure everyone's heartbroken about that. He has turned into a typical radio guy who just uses crap for their own good until they can't use it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was being used for his own popularity.
Maybe you still are.
He was like, oh, check out me on the show. Check out me on the show. Stop it.
And he was stop it.
Stop it.
You sounded like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Stop it. I for a smash ahead. Die, Dirk Bentley. I will kill you. Shame. 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 Shame on you. Stop it.
Why do you gotta pick on the governor?
Because it's fun. I will smash your head like a watermelon. Die, Dex Bentley. Die, Jeff. I will kill you. You may drink my blood, Dracula, but I'll shove my big fist up your ass.
Steal your eBay system.
Steal.
eBay system.
Who buys a car's audio system off eBay?
Jeff.
Die, stop it.
It wasn't even that funny.
No,
we're just dumb as hell.
He stabbed somebody, but it was just a paper cut.
I know. We still laughed. We were like,
we don't give a fuck. It's still funny. I mean, who gives a fuck? It's funny anyway. We're not done with that.
Beautiful.
Damn it.
Just sling it.
Just
sling it.
Just bend over. Let me show this up your asshole.
Look at the pretty lines. You're going too fast. I can't keep up.
But, Jeff.
Damn it.
I had a conversation with Greg, the producer in New York, and he said, Jeff cannot have a full-time spot on the show. Why? Because it was... turned out to be an hour of us just joking on him like we did the last time he was on the show. The spelling.
Yeah.
I when I saw him Friday night, I asked him to spell something and he would not do it. He was too scared he'd get it wrong.
February.
And he used the excuse of him saying the alphabet wrong because he was under pressure and he had to say it in a hurry.
Had all day.
I don't remember us sitting here telling him to say it as fast as possible.
We were like, slow down.
And he was sitting there banging the table, XIZ. He said it with such confidence. Like, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be, bitch. You know?
He's failing English.
but he won't be on the show anymore.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Goodness.
He's been on 5 episodes of the Bob and Dracula show, 3 unreleased episodes of the Entitled Show to 3 original episodes, and also another episode of this. So he's had 5, 9 opportunities.
Too many.
I mean, no. If you think you're so great and start your own show.
Woo, he told you.
Yeah. And while we're talking about people and how idiotic they are, cell phones...
I didn't do it! Oh.
Stop it!
Stop it!
Wow. How realistic does that sound?
For real.
Stop it! Stop it, you idiot!
We're good.
I'm a cop, you idiot! It isn't a tumor. He was in the kindergarten cop. The kid said, "Why is your arm so big? Is that a tumor?" "It is not a tumor."
Yeah.
"I'm a cop, you idiot." Stop it. Oh, God damn.
We gotta get the stop it in his voice.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
That is him, isn't it?
That is him. Ah! Who'd you think it was?
I don't know. That's a donkey.
Okay.
Okay, who does that?
That was off Office Space. I'm not sure who the actor is, but... People at school with the cell phones. How obvious do you have to be? God damn it. Girls today with these big-ass purses, they have their arm, like, dug into their purse, text messaging. Who does not know that they aren't text messaging? They have their arm down to their elbow inside their pocketbook. I mean, like, come on. You have your arm all the way down on the ground playing with your phone. I mean, and you're just staring into your bag. What are you looking for where your arm is not moving? And the girls with the small purses, they'll pick it up, put it on their desk, and they'll lean the pocketbook up and be sitting there like that. What the?
Hey, that's about as stupid as me doing this. Come on! I mean, come on!
I mean...
Oh, y'all can't see it. Well, anyway, speaking
anyway, stop it!
That's about as dumb as a guy picking up a wallet, opening it, and sticking the cell phone behind it and trying to...
How stupid are you people? I'm just sitting here watching them text message each other across the room. I'm like, what happened to passing notes? I think you get in less trouble that way.
We've hit the technical age.
What happened to you learning how to do sign language? Oh, I noticed something too. When we had sign language at Bainbridge High School, nothing but black people took the class.
Why?
And now they all sit there in the middle of class. You go into like a remedial room full of black kids, and all they're doing is they're just sitting there doing sign language to each other.
Give me some weed. I need weed.
And the teacher would be like, "Stop talking."
We're not talking. We are signing.
It's like
now this German shit they've got.
Damn it.
And everybody's Hitler and doing Hitler
Get
and shit.
Get your foot off my cord. I feel bad for all them people that took... sign language. And then they came up at the end of the year and said, "You know what? That's not going to count as your foreign language. You have to take something else now."
Bastards.
So they took 2 classes for no apparent reason. They were lied to. Stop it!
Bastards.
I told you that would be 5 minutes of incoherent babble.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's time for another break.
Wow.
Yeah, but earlier today, yesterday, I recorded a little something with the new character, the drunk guy, and we did Chuck Norris facts. So here's what I like to call the Chuck Norris facts with the drunk guy.
And now, Chuck Norris facts from the drunk guy.
Hold on to the mic there.
Man, I got dick.
Well, it's been up Q's ass, so.
Better know the truth.
Damn, he's got a big ass. Deep too. Oh. I said it smelled like dick, not shit.
God damn.
What y'all do with these microphones? Who we talking about? Chuck. Oh, Jeff.
Chuck Norris.
Ain't he Kung Fu guy? Did that Chinese guy beat his ass one time in a movie? No. Lee. whatever. Anyway, all them Chinese names mean something, brother. Wing bong bong ding dong. Back to the paper. Who wrote this? Somebody in a hurry. When the boogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is coming out of the closet?
How do I knew you were going to say that?
Shit, open your door there. It might be in there.
Oh, fuck.
He comes out in a dress, we all in trouble.
You had too many.
Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. He must be reading that Dr. Ruth shit.
It's Seuss.
Seuss. Dr. Ruth Seuss. I didn't know Seuss did say shit.
No.
There is no theory of evolution. Is that how you spell that right? I read that right. Yeah. Just a list of creatures that Chuck Norris has allowed to live. Must be talking about them crabs and that beer he is. Maybe his microphone smells like his button. Outer space exists because it's afraid to be on the same planet with Chuck Norris.
Yes.
Maybe everybody's ready to jump ship. Chuck Norris does not sleep. Wait, does
that? Yeah.
On what, dominoes?
Drunk guy, everybody.
Yeah.
Drunk guy. Yeah. Drunk guy.
Now give me my goddamn $5.
Okay, there you go. Have fun.
You made it through, but changing, but you'll never see me now. I've been changing, but you'll never see me now. I'm blaming you for everything. That what I'm looking for are the answers to why these questions never go away. I'm so far away. I've been changing, but you'll never see
so
me
far
now.
Away.
Now I'm blaming you for everything. Every day that I will spend wishing that I only had a choice. No more pushing it away, 'cause I'll be busy watching things go my way. Never looking back on this anymore, 'cause what I'm looking for are the answers to why these questions never go away. I'm so far away.
Demon, she's a cage for every unbeat spirit, every
The Entitled Show. Welcome back. This is our final break.
Woo!
Aw, damn it. Well, MTV has given me another reason to love him and hate him at the same time. So write that down. Don't write that down, you retard. Well, he wrote it. Anyway. MTV has a new documentary movie out called Fat Camp.
Woo! Tubby people doing exercises.
Well, they obviously don't show up because of the exercising. They show up because fat people have drama too.
Yeah.
And
fat people gotta make money.
This first little thing, there was a fat chick there. Well, duh. Duh.
No
shit. While I get the little thing ready here. Back camp. Okay, here we go. Now, this girl, she'd always been homeschooled because she had a condition where she'd always be tired, always be sick, which caused her to also be fat with no tits.
Oh, that blonde girl.
What?
Is that blonde hair girl? Saw it on a commercial.
I guess so. I don't know. I haven't seen the commercial, so I don't know which one you're talking about. So, anyway,
tubby fat girl.
She would take any opportunity to go to her mom. Because she was scared of leaving her mom. She had never been outside of that comfort zone. Her mom just happened to be a nurse, so she got a job at the camp that her daughter was going to be at. Well, it had been a couple of days since she had taken a shower. And some people were complaining that she was smelly. And I don't blame them for complaining right to her face.
You're right. All they did is right to her face. Man, you bastard.
Yeah. So, she started crying about it. And this is what the counselor had to say that she went and got.
Everyone inside of J4 right now. Everyone sit down on your own bed right now.
Ooh, I wonder what could have happened. Will you stop buying the bottle? You sit here playing with the damn bottle. Will you stop it?
All right, let me get it done. There we go. Okay. Yeah, that's the scariest sound, motherfucker.
And the thing is that she's fine. The girl that's bitching right now,
mm-hmm.
She looks good for a fat girl counselor. She looks good. She's not fat. She's a little chubby, as someone gets online right now. So let's keep listening.
I didn't do it. Put everything down. I don't care what you have. Put it down. Game Boy down. Put this down. Everyone sit up. Now why do I have a girl at 10:30 at night coming over to me crying? Can someone answer me that?
Because Q raped her.
Yeah! Q raped that bitch. I heard about that.
I love girls that are assertive.
Yeah.
It's just so hilarious just watching this girl. Oh, I got to tell you, before this happened, she was sitting in a chair. She was being lazy as fuck while people were playing volleyball. She needed some help getting up. No shock there.
Duh.
So they reached down to grab her hand to pull her up out of the chair. Well, they pulled just a little bit too hard and she fell on her face. And she started fucking crying. My knee. I've fallen 3 times and I've twisted my ankle twice, Mama. Oh my god.
Pansies.
Radio gold.
Amen.
That is. Let's get back to this. People are just hating us right now.
What else?
Anyone! Please don't jump all at once!
If they could jump.
Yeah, for real. If they could.
You guys saying that she smells or saying, go take a shower, you smell, you need a shower, that's bad hygiene, that is rude and disrespectful!
But
and
it's true.
And the truth. Oh, God. I would say it.
And you guys are 13, 14, 15 years old. I should not be having to yell at you guys.
Wow, she covered all age groups there.
Yeah, bro. Why don't she just say 1 through 30?
That would have been easier.
Yeah.
And then my toe fell and you guys started going, oh, I'm blind!
What the hell did she just say?
She got undressed. She put the towel around herself to go to the restroom. The towel fell. And everyone started screaming, oh, God, but no! I would hate to have been that cameraman.
I've been like, drop the camera and gouge my eyes out.
Imagine you're a cameraman. You're probably in your 30s. You're surrounded by 16, 17-year-old fat chicks. And the towel falls off one of them.
Yeah, you're probably like, how the hell? What the hell am I doing here?
It was a joke! No, I don't care if it was a joke!
You're fat.
Great stuff!
You're fat, duh. Fat jokes?
This is fat people joking on fat people.
I know, that's bad.
You gotta love it.
For real.
Everyone stop. By laughing at someone from dropping their towel, you're just a big ass. We have a low self-esteem here. Everyone is scared of their own body. And by you guys laughing, just makes the whole situation worse.
Duh.
Makes it funny.
For real.
He passes the time. No comfort food.
This is supposed to be a comfort zone. How would you guys...
How the hell did you know that? No comfort food.
Comfort zone. Yeah, everyone's fat and squishy. They're all soft.
For real.
It's comfort as possible.
It's like, dude, what? If my towel, or if the skinniest person in the world's towel, I don't want to see anyone's, like, private. I wasn't laughing because her...
I do.
Weight or anything. I wanted we're girls. We all have the same... things.
At this point, the hot chick that's yelling the hot counselor is stripping. I really enjoyed watching this part.
Boobs! Who cares? You have the same exact thing!
You do? Ugh.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Nope.
Every single girl, you understand me? By laughing, though, that is not something you do!
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I just love how we're just able to stretch this. This is what we do now.
I'm sure you all know what it's like to be made fun of. If you don't, then consider yourself so lucky.
She has room to talk.
Warned.
She has room to talk. She's hot.
For real.
And she's sitting here saying, if you've ever been picked on, blah, 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 blah. You're hot. Stop it.
For real.
Does anyone have anything to say? Like,
oh god, now the savvy music starts.
Oh, for real.
The fake I'm sorry gag that girls put on.
Yeah.
Take this shit.
Sorry or anything? What?
I'm really sorry, and I really didn't mean to make you feel bad. Like, I love you. You're, like, so cool.
No. What?
How much does she get paid to say that?
You're not sorry. Just it won't look like an ass on the camera.
Yeah.
Take the cameras out of the situation and just have microphones there that they don't know about. It would have been a whole, total different story.
Everybody been still ragging, yeah.
They would still be laughing. The counselor wouldn't even have came in. The counselor would have been like, huh.
Go back to your fucking room.
Beat their ass then.
I really didn't mean to make you like feel bad.
No, you didn't. You meant it.
Yeah.
Trust me. You meant it. Wow. I picked a bad spot. This pause there. Okay.
I'm really sorry that your towel fell off. And
well, yeah, no, you're
me
not.
Too. Me
the,
too.
The cameraman's more sorry than anyone else. Or the guy that had to put the little blur on it. God.
He's more like, fuck, put the whole thing over.
Just black out the screen.
Black out the screen. Fuck that, I ain't playing with that all day.
Put a warning message, view just 8, please look away. We couldn't get a blur big enough to block the whole thing.
Just turn your TV off.
And then you got really hurt between us laughing, and I just hope that you feel better tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
It's not any better because we're making it worse.
You're just making the whole situation worse. You just poke, poke, poke. Oh, can you imagine if, like, Michael was there? He'd be like, I'm not sorry. I wish you would have fallen and broken your neck.
For real.
Listen to the sad music. They're going to push the fucking situation. They're just,
for real.
They're just pushing the situation with that music.
That's
well, that's
sad.
Enough of her. Let's check out and let's see what this next one is. I didn't cut this part up. This was all Greg.
That's peaceful.
Why does
she look? Chelsea.
What?
Isn't this peaceful?
Not bad. Yeah, everyone shut up.
Oh, my hand. Chelsea.
Wait,
I have your shield.
What?
I miss you.
No. Her.
Chelsea. I miss you. Chelsea. I miss you. Chelsea. Do you miss me?
Where's Will?
Chelsea. Do you miss me?
Since when did Dirty Mexican go to fat camp?
You idiot.
Don't be mean to me.
Why?
I'm sorry. I regret what I said.
It's a lot.
I regret everything. Chelsea, I miss you.
Okay.
Chelsea.
I'm sorry.
You have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
You
can't talk to me that.
Just ask her out. Listen to her voice.
I really can.
No, you can't.
Listen to her voice. Okay. Okay, separate for now. Now listen to this. He's coming back and he's going to ask her out. Now listen to her response.
What?
Chelsea, I think he was seriously. Chelsea, give me another chance. Can you go out with me again? Please.
Yes.
See?
She's like, oh, no. Okay, this is what happened. He started going out with that girl, Chelsea, and we're on.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh!
Well, he went to the bowl. They separated into groups, and they went out to separate places, and there was this girl hanging around him, and it got back to her that they did something that they didn't do. So he goes, and he was like, you really deserve someone better. If you're going to think that way, then you should break up with me right now. She didn't want to break up with him. He basically broke up with her because she got the wrong idea about something. Stupid point number one for him.
Uno.
So now he's coming back going like, I miss you. I miss you. Chelsea. Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea. Chelsea.
Wake up, bitch.
Chelsea. Listen to me, stupid bitch. I miss you. Stop it. Now suck my dick. And he's just here to discuss it and was like, I don't wanna. That's funny. Let's see what this next one is here. Okay. This was a counselor that got fired from being a counselor. She had two options, to either become a camper again or go home.
What was this?
And this is all still on the fat camp. Mm-hmm. This is a different girl. The reason why she was removed from being a counselor is because she didn't do a job. She was losing weight. She was always leaving the camp. She just getting all in the kids' drama. And she basically freaked out, so the head guy said, okay, you're out of here. And now she's fucking crying her eyes out. It's fat camp. It's not the end of the fucking world. People.
New job.
People leaving and crying. They're like crying their eyes out. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Stop.
There's so much stuff that I don't think it will fit all in my bag.
Okay, you're gonna cry about your bag now.
How did you get it there? If it's,
how did for real.
Listen to me. We're gonna pack everything up. Whatever doesn't fit, we're gonna put in garbage bags and
put
garbage
in the dumpster.
Bags, yeah, for real.
We'll ship it to you, UPS.
I don't think they have a truck big enough for all that
for
shit.
For real. Their clothes will not fit in the back of our truck.
One dress needs a Boeing 747 undercarriage.
For real.
Who's Sunday?
Nah, duh.
Nah, tomorrow. Duh.
No way.
Yes way.
You can catch? Bye. Bye, Raylan. I love you too. Guys. What do you mean bye?
My home.
What do you mean home?
What do you mean home? I think the lack of sugar has made them all stupid.
Oh, yeah, for real. My house?
Home! Are you leaving?
Oh my god!
God! Help! These idiots!
Okay.
I just gonna ask the same question over and over again to make sure I wasn't stupid the first time.
Okay, Jeff is no longer an idiot.
For real?
He's Albert Einstein compared to these people.
God!
Alright. Enjoy home. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
To the rubber band engine drive away.
It's like, crank it up. Hand crank. Oh my god.
I think, okay, let's see. What? This is a short one. Let's see what this is.
I think I'm getting down to the lowest weight my body wants to be at.
Oh my! It's
your
it's,
body's
it's,
telling you.
It's the shower girl again. The next two ones are about her. She's sitting there saying, "I want to take my body back to the way it wants to be." No, it's not. You're still 100 pounds overweight.
For real.
It wants to be lower. Stop shoving them little Debbies into your mouth and lose more weight.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Weirder than I did when I came here, and I was losing more weight when I didn't work as hard. Maybe if I don't do anything this week, I'll lose like 10 pounds.
Oh, God! What?
Stop it!
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the last segment is her again.
If I don't do anything this week, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'd have been dried up and shriveled away by now, man. I mean, I'd be...
This last one is her again. It's concert night.
Sweet Home Alabama!
That's where it's at, Alabama.
What's in Alabama?
Hell yeah! The last song was Sweet Home Alabama, this punk band singing Sweet Home Alabama. And now she's leaving, she's singing along with Sweet Home Alabama.
Whatever.
Stop it! You can't sing, you idiot!
Lose some weight.
Remove that tumor from your stomach.
For real.
Is that where you're from? No!
What?
Is that where you're from? No!
Sweet home Alabama, oh sweet home, where the skies are so blue, oh yes sir.
Add to it. Oh God, y'all.
Ow.
Leonard Skinnerd wannabe?
But that's not the end of it. I don't have an audio segment of this one because it just didn't make sense. The guy that was going, Chelsea, he did like a help program where he was helping out some kid get his confidence up towards a girl.
Oh, God.
And he hooked him up with some girl, and he was sitting there with Chelsea on one side, and the guy that he was helping and the other girl sitting on the other side, and there's a campfire in between them. And he's sitting there being puppeteer. He's like, say she's beautiful. Now you tell him thank you.
That's dumb.
Now you hold her hand. Now you rub his back.
Now you grab her coochie. And she grabs your dick.
And he seriously went, kiss her now. Kiss her. So he literally, like, shoves him across the log. He's sitting there pushing him across the fucking log to make him kiss her.
Good God.
So he finally just says, oh, I give up. The girl that kisses him gets up and runs away.
Sweet home
Oh, God, man.
Oh, sweet home. Where the skies are so blue, oh yes, sir!
For real.
Ooh!
Ooh! Michael Jackson wannabe.
For real. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. This song, wow, how long is this? Holy hell.
Damn.
I think that's it for us, but right now, the Untitled Show, we want to send out our condolences to our friend Turtle. Dad got into a car wreck, and we hope him a speedy recovery. Damn!
What?
Oh, he is not gonna like that, man. He's an RTC with you.
So?
Why you gotta pick on his dad like that?
I wouldn't pick on his dad.
What are you do?
What? Run!
Why did you hit it again, man?
We gotta spice up the show, man.
Stop it! Stop it!
Phenomenal.
That was just phenomenal. Just stop.
Stop it. Stop it. You guys have a great
fucking day.
Great day, yes. It's Green Day Minority. See you guys later.
One nation under knock, their witches hail around. A face in the crowd, a smug against them all. What's out of town, singled out the other way now. Cause I wanna be the minority. Why don't we join the minority? Down with the more on the majority. Cause I wanna be the minority. Flipped out of the light. Like a shield of summer. Marching out of light. To my own now. The only way I know. One light, one mind. Flashing in the dark. Blinded by the sight of several thousand broken hearts. Who cried out loud. She's screaming to me. Well, free for all, fuck them all. Get away your sight. Cause I want to be the minority.
Remember, you have the fucking power. We're the fucking leaders. Don't let these bastards dictate your life. I'm trying to tell you what to do, alright? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Dirt, Jason White, Jason Freeze, Ronnie Blake, and Mr. Trey! Cool! One light, one mind, flashing in the dark. Blind the mind, the silence of a thousand broken hearts. For crying out loud, she's screaming unto me. A free for all, you are your side. I wanna be the minority.